Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hey, everybody. I'm not Wes Otis. In case you couldn't tell by the voice, this is Mac. And I am actually GMing this, whatever it's going to be. We'll find out very soon. But welcome to a Vampire 5th Edition game. We are doing episode 0, and it is called Unquiet Blood. Yeah. I'm going to let the players introduce themselves, starting over with Terry, as always.
Hey, what's up out there, podcast land? Happy to see you. Oh, wait, I can't see you, but you can hear me. So that's weird. Anyway, Terry Gamble here. I'm excited to play this game with Mac and the crew.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Abria Iyengar, and I'm so excited to be here. Longtime listener, first time talker into the mic. Very fun.
I'm just so stoked to play this. Like,
you're living the dream.
I really am.
I was a fan, and now I'm on the show.
Yep, I did it.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm super excited to be playing this game. I've never played Vampire before. I know, as somebody who's been role-playing for most of my life, that's a shocking thing to admit, but I'm really excited about it.
Depending on how this goes, it may also still be true that you've never played Vampire.
And I am Wes Otis, and what the hell am I doing in this? A player? What?
Yeah.
Player.
Player.
I'm actually very excited about playing as well. I do not get an opportunity to play very often, mainly because I like running so much, but I'm like really looking forward to doing this. It's going to be, I'm just really excited. Go ahead.
Well, today we're going to make our characters, or you guys are going to make your characters. I'm going to sit back and just ignore y'all for the next like 3 hours.
That is just like the rest of our friendship. So,
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Not complaining. I'll take what I can get. All right.
So everybody's got their character sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So hopefully you've all kind of thought about what your core concept is and what you want to do as your character. So that is really up to you. There's nothing in the book that tells you what the core concept has to be. So I like to start by writing out what my concept is in the box. And it could be even as simple as like night store clerk. You might be a rock star. You might be whatever it is that your character is at their core.
Okay. So not necessarily their job, but like, you know, like I work at this hot tub store, but I'm really a keyboardist kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay. If that's your concept, I am here for it.
Yeah.
You know what? I should do that.
You've now leaned in.
Yeah. That's hysterical. I know
holy
I work
goodness.
Here, but I'm really a keyboardist.
I love it so much.
Do you play guitar?
No.
You're
maybe
a purist.
Someday.
I'm a purist.
It's like, no guitars around here.
Yeah, and I think the book has like some overall concepts like investigator and right. things and like that. But it really is up to you what you feel you want to describe your character as, if you were to sum them up in like one or two words.
I had a couple of ideas, but I also I wanted to just double check with you about the era or time that we're playing in, or I'm.
So it's going to be contemporary. Mm-hmm. It's actually Great. My first time running a contemporary setting for a
nice.
Game,
yeah.
which is interesting. Cause usually I try and set it in the past cause I mm-hmm. hate people using cell phones in games. I want to cut out all communications. So everybody's going to start at the neonate level.
Okay.
So usually that's sort of somebody who died in the 1940s on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to have some wiggle room with the timelines there. I just want everybody to be on the same level when we start.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think, Michelle, you said you wanted to be like more like 1930s, which
right.
is really close to that cutoff. So I'm still going to roll it out at the neonate level.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, I died in the 1970s. I just want to play the vampire version of the Love Witch.
Yeah.
She like does blood magic. She's like a succubus, but like,
well, that could be your concept.
Yeah.
I would write down that as your concept. I would write down Love Witch.
That's so cool.
Yeah. My concept is artiste with an E at the end.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm into it.
All right. I love that. All right, cool. Now that I know it's new, Nate, because I had like an old timey, and now I'm going to move it up to what I think it would, the equivalent of that would be like in like maybe the 50s or 60s and do like repressed Southern lady, but I was a black lady. Wait, was?
Yeah.
Still am. I like having this power as a vampire now, which I think, or whatever happens.
Yeah.
I think would be very cool.
Oh, I like that.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I get to see some things change. So I like that too. All right, cool.
Rez.
Thank you. So I worked as a maid, like in The Help.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Ooh, did you kill your family?
I don't know. I've made a lot of pies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let me help you to the grave.
Right. I'll help you out. To the other side.
Yes.
And has everybody picked a clan?
I have.
Tremere.
Well,
are we different clans, or are we
I think we're all different clans.
Okay.
If you look in the little thing I gave you, there's actually clans in there if you need to take a look. Tremere, kind of the high fashion blood magic, like,
hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely what? You.
The Hi, France.
And Michelle, you're playing a toreador,
yeah,
right?
I'm doing a toreador because it's art above all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the fancy bitches.
That's amazing. I love it.
And I'm playing a...
Aren't you a Ventru?
A Ventru, yeah.
Ventru.
Yeah, the kings, because I think that fits his.
Yeah, and they tend to be a little bit more like capitalist, businessy in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd been looking at Bruja, and I think that still works for
Bruja's
this.
Bruja's awesome.
Nice.
For sure.
Here for it.
Cool. Siempre Bruja. Okay.
All day.
Awesome.
Bruja for life.
Mm-hmm. And for your generation, since we're running at the neonate level, you can be 12th or 13th generation.
Nice.
So basically, the further down you are along the bloodline from the original sire, the higher your generation is. 13 would be lower. It's kind of like golf. So 13 is a lower generation than like 6 is.
Got it.
Okay. So we're 12th or 13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the next thing to do is the attributes. And attributes you get, you might want to write this down unless you've got it somewhere. You get one attribute at 4 dots, 3 attributes at 3 dots, 4 attributes at 2 dots, and 1 attribute at 1 dot. Yeah, and so that's split between your physical, social, and mental.
All right. Can you walk me through like charisma versus manipulation?
So charisma would be a lot more, oh, I'm going to come up and talk to this person and I'm very charismatic and they're going to want to hang out with me and I'm amazing. And manipulation is like literally being manipulative and having.
I just don't understand the difference.
You wouldn't.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. So it really, it's a subtle difference, but it is there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never
Love Witch style. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, hi.
Oh. Like all of a sudden I'm. Doing things.
Yeah, and this will help determine, you know, things like whether your character is more fighty. Are they going to be a little bit more of a face where they're very good at being social interactions, or are they more mentally adept at like their intelligence and their wits and things like that?
Right.
And as we go through this, you can always go back and switch dots around if you decide that you need it for a certain power or something like that.
I just thought someone was knocking to get in. Let the right one in. Mm-hmm. I know. When I got here, the door was locked and I had to knock to get in here today. And Wes was like, I thought I left it open. I was like, no, I had to ask permission to get in today. I understand.
Are we going to regret that decision, Terry?
That reminds me of watching a just finished
Unique Wolverine.
The What We Do in the Shadows TV show, the first season.
I was an extra on
so
that.
Good.
Ah, you were.
Yeah.
Got to meet the guys. One of my friends, our old producer for my other podcast, Adam, his sister-in-law was one of the backers for their Kickstarter. Nice. And so it was a Kickstarter reward. A bunch of people got to like be like background on it. And so we hung out and like for a night and got to.
That's cute. So
if you look real closely, just kidding, you won't know it's me, but it's fun.
I want to. What episodes? All of them?
No, no. Yeah, I'm in all. I'm every episode of the show. My God.
Are you Taika Waititi?
Yeah, actually.
I love you.
Thank you so much. I did a really good job on Thor, and I'm really excited about my new movie, Jojo Rabbit.
It looks so good. Like, imaginary friend Hitler. Who would have thought that would be very into it. Joyful?
I'm very into it.
How's everybody doing on their dots?
I am
filling
done.
It in.
Is someone good at strength? Because I amn't.
You amn't?
I amn't.
That's my favorite.
All right, I'll make myself stronger. I will do the strength. I'll do that.
That's okay. Brujas tend to be really fighty, too.
Yeah.
They're really good for that.
I'm really good at, like, charisma and manipulation, but terrible at composure.
Oh, nice.
Which I think fits really well. With
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Mine's charisma and stamina. I'm building a very specific character. Man, the phrase, human vital fluid. I do hate that. I hate it so much.
Oh, my.
Human vital fluid?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Stealing human vital fluid. Like,
sounds delicious.
Blip, blip.
When we get to Cthulhu, you're going to have a...
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof, my whole heart and brain.
Oh, my... Wes!
Wes?
Evil, evil, diabolical laughter.
Oh, and I didn't tell you guys where it's actually set. We're actually going to be in San Diego.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is such a, like...
I figured, like, I wanted to go to be sort a of, like, a little coastal.
Yeah.
But not... northern coastal. I figured San Diego would be a really good spot.
Nice.
Yeah, it's close to where the former
the Camarilla.
No, the Camarilla is like mostly.
I'm gonna say the two words I know.
Yeah, Camarilla are really the ones that were
Sabbat.
Yes, Sabbat.
Oh, cool. Sabbat two tries.
Yeah. Because I think if I'm remembering lore correctly, like the Sabbat had like Mexico, like that was a big area for them. But those two groups in V5 have been largely pushed out.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of squabbling over territory right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I'm just going to hit everything awkwardly.
Yeah, and
there we go.
My feeling is that
I don't
all
feel alone
be...
now, you guys.
I am such a problem child. I'm going to shift this way so I can write and not cross myself.
And my feeling is you're all going to be anarchs. So not part of any of the groups so much. You threw it on the ground. That's what anarchs
do. Not a
do.
Part of my system.
Okay. And it's the Camarilla. Am I saying that right? I'm not saying that right.
It's like weird that...
Camarilla.
Okay. Tappy went on a whole thing.
It's Camarilla.
Thank you. God.
In the documentary, because we just
watched... I like saying Camarilla, but it's Camarilla.
Camarilla.
We watched a documentary about Vampire the Masquerade last night. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. What's it called? I
can't remember.
World of Darkness.
World of Darkness.
Thank you so much for remembering.
Is this a notebook for Abria?
And
that's yours.
Thank you.
And World in the Darkness. Documentary, they all, everybody, the creators, the fan club, everybody said Camarilla.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is Camarilla. I'm not sure which one I said like 5 seconds ago because
Camarilla, which is what I said.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Because Tappy was like, it's Camarilla when we were playing
with
Kazay.
And I
was like, that feels wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I still have cold brains. So I'm like, what am I saying? What are words? Is everybody ready to do skills?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So there are three arrays that you can do your skills as. There's jack of all trades, which means that you're going to have a lot of dots and a lot of things, which means you don't really specialize in anything, but you can do a little bit of it all.
Mm-hmm.
There's balanced, which is what it sounds like. And so it's going to be a more level playing field of skills that you have, or there's specialist. And so that array is going to give you a chance to really zone in on things that you are particularly adept at.
Okay.
But that means you won't have dots in a lot of other things. Let's go around the table and you tell me what you are thinking and I will give you the array.
What's the last one you said?
Specialist.
Yes, I want to be a specialist.
Okay. So you get one skill at 4.
Mm-hmm.
You get 3 skills at 3,
mm-hmm.
3 skills at 2,
mm-hmm.
and 3 skills at 1.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And it really depends on what kind of character you like to play. Like, for me, I tend to go towards Jack of all trades because I like taking the risk of being able to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a different style.
So balance is like in between Jack of all trades and specialist. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go Jack of all trades then.
Okay. You get one skill at three,
mm-hmm.
8 skills at 2.
Nice.
And 10 skills at 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow. That's a lot right. of skills.
Mm-hmm. But it's mm-hmm. a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's like the salad bar at Soup Plantation.
Oh my God. No, I want that. I won't go there. I won't go to any plantation. Never.
I always make it such a weird thing. Everyone's like, ah, I'm like, ah. I didn't name it that.
I went there for homecoming dance once.
No!
It's like my mom's a vegetarian, so it's like her favorite restaurant.
Nice.
One of them, besides Olive Garden.
I just always imagine like a literal plantation where there's bowls of soup coming out of the ground.
Yeah, right. And just walking through like
harvesting
the minestrone fields.
And they've got an aisle of breadsticks, you know. Yeah.
They sway in the wind.
What were you thinking, Michelle?
I was thinking specialist, but...
Because you're doing the artsy.
Because I'm doing the artsy
Sure,
person,
which is a really good way to go with
yeah.
it.
Are you, Bria, what did you... Were you
I went Jack of all trades.
Trades.
Yeah.
All right. Do you need the array, Michelle, or did you get it?
No, I wrote it down.
All right. And Wes?
I'm going to be a specialist.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to be kind of... an occult research kind of
nice person.
That's a good way to do it.
So under the skills is craft, is that the art one? Or
so basically if you have academics, craft, performance, or science skills, you get to pick a free specialty. So your craft might be basket weaving, I don't know. It could be whatever it is that you specialize in doing.
Is occult my main spellcaster?
Yeah, occult is where you're going to want to definitely focus on. And with occult, you get to take one more free specialty. So you can actually take a specialty in the occult if you want.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Like I did a test character the other night and the occult specialty was blood magic.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So you could do that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I'm very upset that I'm going to write the letters BM next to occult.
Oh my.
Yeah, I'm a poo wizard.
We're not upset.
This is what you signed up for. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for your loss.
It's the content. All right. How's everybody feeling about their skills?
I haven't even touched them yet. I'll do it.
Right really, now. Wes?
Sorry.
Really?
Wow.
I get in the GM chair and you just think you can just fuck off?
He fucked right off.
I mean,
get him.
You know, it's.
Do I need to keep you on track? Yeah, don't make me fill in that chart for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it right now.
I just like doing the bubbles. That's like Scantron.
It's the same thing.
Yo, it's so satisfying.
God, we're the same. You and I.
I loved when my mom would have me like run the Scantron sheets from her test for her after school.
Like, yeah, I'll help you grade. I'll put it in the machine.
No, it's the same thing when like we're watching a show or something and I'll come in and be like, oh, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Fucker, sit down and watch.
Yes. I feel like that equivalent, like that amount of like husband trolling is like right where mine is at.
Right, yeah.
Like I play a like rhythm game, like Crypt of the Necrodancer, where you have to like, stay on the beat. And he comes in and starts beatboxing. I'm like, no, 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 no. Different sounds.
They have a version of that for Legend of Zelda.
Oh my God.
Switch.
Cadence of Hyrule is so
fun. Oh, so
fun.
You've seen it? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I loved Breath of the Wild too much and Crypt of the Dancer too much to not get tagged 400,000 times when they're like, combo. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So good.
Just so everybody knows, I'm going to be a specialist. My specialty is going to be politics.
Nice.
Okay.
That tracks.
And then I do have a cult and I have leadership and intimidation as my other threes. And then, so just so you guys know.
Nice.
My balance of stuff.
Sweet.
Cool.
Do we write our specialty somewhere?
You can write it on the line.
It just occurred to me that those lines can be for writing. In between the dots and the name of it. Joe. It never occurred to me.
If you have a specialty.
This is my second time playing this game. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, there's like a space right there.
I intimidate.
That's not one that you really need a specialty
in. Then I'll change it.
I feel like I'm very intimidating now.
Well, you can use that. You can specialize in it. It's just you don't get like a sub specialty.
No, I want something that gets a sub.
That's academics, craft, performance, and science. So if you're intimidating, you're intimidating, though. Okay. You should just stick with that.
Okay. I like it.
How many like little sub thingies do you get? Just like one?
Mm-hmm. Some things like when we get to the predator type might give you another one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But right now, you don't have to worry about that.
So, is there a sub thingy for politics or?
No.
No, it's just politics.
It's just politics.
Okay, good.
Yeah, some of them are so broad that it doesn't really matter. But like performance could be so many things. So you might be an actor. You might be a dancer. You might be.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. I am done.
All right. So now you get to choose disciplines from your clan. So each clan has three disciplines and you get to choose two of those and two dots in one and one dot in the other. Is that in the little?
Yeah. It's all the disciplines are here.
Cool.
So I'm sorry. Can you repeat the dots for disciplines?
You get two dots in one and one dot in the other.
All right. And where do we find our disciplines?
It should be in the character cheat sheet.
So oh, cool. Thanks. Out. Thank you now, for making RH7. A cheat sheet. No one wanted to play a Nosferatu. I don't understand. They're so cute, though. Okay.
It's the teeth.
For Bruja, there's celerity, potence, or presence. Celerity is being very quick. I think the cheat sheet has it broken out with like some more detail there. So those are the three that you can pick from.
Yeah, I would just make little checks next to which ones you can.
Yeah, celerity, potence, and what was the third one?
And presence.
Presence.
For Toreador, you have auspects.
Okay.
Celerity and presence. For Tremere, you have auspects, dominate, and blood sorcery.
Thank you.
And for Venture, you have dominate, fortitude, or presence. Fortitude's great because that helps you with your defense rolls.
So should I write down all three even if I'm not putting a dot in one of them?
It's not bad to just keep track that you because cool. Later on when you level or when we get to bonus points, you can purchase an extra one if you want.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, like, no shade, I understand this way more than the vampire character building that we did.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, all of this makes way more sense now. Thank you.
Okay, so one of them has two dots. The other one has one dot for the... Okay.
Well, I picked blood sorcery and dominate.
Nice.
Surprising no one.
There's relative sections in the book for that. But let's do predator type first because that might affect your disciplines and allow you to have a higher discipline for certain things. So kind of going a little out of order. Predator type is how you go about feeding, what your typical MO is in that regard. And you get different bonuses based on what you pick. I'm going to run through these real quick for you guys. And if something sounds particularly like your character, call it out and I'll tell you what you get with it. So Alley Cat, a combative assault feeder. You stalk, overpower, and drink from whoever you can when you can. Bagger, you steal, buy, or otherwise procure cold blood rather than hunt, relying on black market or your skills as a burglar or ambulance chaser. Blood leech, you drink from other vampires either by hunting, coercion, or by taking blood as payment, the only truly moral way of feeding you can think of. Cleaver, you feed covertly from your or someone's mortal family and friends with whom you still maintain ties. Consensualist. You never feed against the victim's free will. You masquerade as a representative of a charity blood drive, as a blood-drinking kink lord in the real vampire community, or by actually telling your victims what you are and getting their permission to feed.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh my god, you're so good. She's so
good. Oh, I'm going to have some enslaved lover somewhere that I, you know,
like you do. Voluntarily so, enslaved. Predator type at the top, write down consensualist.
She got a good little Renfield.
Right, yeah.
It's like, I will let you drink me.
Sweet.
So you get to add a specialty to either medicine or persuasion. And medicine, it would be phlebotomy or persuasion victims. You get one extra dot of auspex or fortitude if you took one of those.
Okay. So
I didn't take Auspex.
Do you want that though? You can go ahead and you can take one dot of Auspex.
Excellent.
You get an extra dot of humanity. So you can make a note. We'll get to humanity in a
minute. I see it.
You gain the dark secret flaw, masquerade breacher, and you gain the feeding flaw, prey exclusion, non-consenting. So that's everything for that. And we'll do, like, once everybody has their powers, we'll do cheat sheets for when we're actually playing, because there's a lot of, like, things that your powers do or don't do.
Right.
Continuing on, farmer, you only feed from animals. Osiris, you are a celebrity among mortals, or else you run a cult, a church, or something similar. You feed from your fans or worshipers who treat you as a deity.
That might be mine.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Sandman, you rely on your stealth and disciplines to feed from sleeping victims. Scene queen, you rely on your familiarity with certain subcultures and well-crafted pose, feeding on an exclusive subculture that believes you to be one of them. Siren.
Is that a Bria?
You want that?
Yeah.
Okay. She so scene queen.
No. Siren. Read Siren.
Oh. You feed almost exclusively during or while feigning sex, and you rely on your disciplines, seduction skills, or unquenchable appetites of others to conceal your carnivorous nature.
Yeah. Love witch. There we go.
All right. So add a specialty, persuasion, seduction, or subterfuge seduction.
Persuasion, seduction.
Okay, so make sure you have that as a specialty on your skills.
Yep.
You get one dot of fortitude or presence.
I don't know what that means yet.
Fortitude is sort of your ability to stand against things. And I think presence, I know it's on the cheat sheet, but presence is more like
swaying emotion, emotional
the
control.
The ability to attract, sway, or control emotions.
I think you probably presence. Want that.
Where do I put
so
that?
You put that as one of your disciplines.
Oh.
You gain the looks, merit, beautiful, which is the second page for merits and flaws. And you gain the enemy flaw.
Spurned lover.
Yep. So what sounded good to you?
I just remember Osiris, and I guess I'm a cult leader now because that's my dream.
Okay.
It's so good to have dreams.
So you add a specialty of either a cult with a specific tradition or performance with a specific entertainment field. And that'll be on your skills.
I add a one, or how many do I?
You add a one. And then you can pick what your cult skill is, what your specialty is. So that's really anything that you wanted to be occult wise that you feel
you. She's a black magic woman.
You could do black magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Live your dreams.
You gain a dot in blood sorcery, so that's going to go in your disciplines. Or actually, wait, Tremere only. You can have a dot in presence.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's great.
Reading that wrong. You get to spend three dots between fame and herd backgrounds. So either your backgrounds can be that you have some notoriety and fame, or a herd is actually the group that you feed off of. So that will go on the second page.
Right here.
Yeah. You get to spend two dots between the enemies and mythic flaws.
Nice.
I think because my character was fed on when he was asleep and then they decided to turn him, I think that he's going to be a Sandman.
Awesome. Because
that's what he grew up with. Or was undead
with.
Just
what's passed down.
Yep.
Yep. So add a specialty, either medicine, anesthetics, or stealth break-in.
Stealth break-in it is.
Mm-hmm. You get to gain a dot of Auspex or Obfuscate. I would say probably Obfuscate, which I think will give you an ability to, like, go invisible kind of thing. And then you'll gain one dot of resources.
And I get one dot of Obfuscate, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
Nice.
So you get to do advantages next. You get 7 points on advantages and 2 points on flaws. I know you've got those in your cheat sheet.
Yeah, we have the flaws and advantages here.
Yeah.
Can I say that one more time?
You get 7 points on advantages and 2 points in flaws.
So is that two additional points besides what I got for
mm-hmm.
the flaws?
Two additional points.
I think I'm going to take the known corpse flaw that, like, I died in the 70s. Like, in that very, Abrea recently watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and kind of wants to play that, like, was one of those famous Hollywood murders in the recent past. So they're like, there are plenty of pictures. So and she
people
always
know. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
like the Dahlia or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Dahlia.
I think it's closer to, what was her name? Shoot.
Sharon Tate.
Thank
Sharon
you. Tate. Yeah. That, yeah. Yeah. Maybe for like Sharon Tate level. Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
You.
No problem.
Yeah. I think all of my advantages are going to be influence based because of the politics.
That makes sense. I like it.
So what we're going to do is something a little bit different. So normally there would be convictions and touchstones in the character creation. But instead, I want to use a system that is in development right now by Kimmy at Golden Lasso Games.
Yeah.
And we're going to use Decima.
Oh, so yay. Good.
So Decima is a tarot card-based system, and it's for world building, and it's sort of like the game before the game.
Nice.
And it's for creating character connections and locations and things like that. So I'm going to distribute some cards, and we're going to go through that.
Great.
Nice. Thank you.
Don't look.
Thank you.
So you'll want to lay them out in front of you.
For real? I'm not supposed to look yet?
Not yet.
But I want to see.
No, it's like tarot.
I know, but I want to see. That's the same.
The cards
the same.
Are really cool.
Oops, yeah. They're beautiful. Always and they feel stuff. Good in my little mitts.
You're adorable.
They feel very good.
Your little mitts.
I do.
So basically, we'll go through them and you will flip them whichever way you feel like to flip them over. They will be right side up or upside down, and that's okay. You'll answer the question that's at the top. We also have, if you decide, hey, we've already gone over this territory, I don't like this question, whatever it is, you can exit and no questions asked, get a different card. So I'm going to start with a card that is a group question, and it's something to think about as we go around. How did our group first meet and what went well? So that's going to be the question we answer at the end of the round. So what we're going to do is everybody's going to go around and have a chance to flip one of the red cards and answer the question that's on that. So let's start with Terry.
Red card flipped. You have a strong connection with blank and it grows stronger every day. Why?
Ooh.
Ooh.
And with these, I would like them to be within your group, like at least one connection between everybody in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you feel like you have a particularly strong idea for an NPC, your second red card, I would say you can create an NPC that you are connected to with it.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't think you guys haven't come up with character names yet, right?
Or nope.
Did you?
I did.
I have a first name, but I don't have a last name.
No, it's just me. What are 70s names?
Yeah, I have a first name, but 70s names?
Yeah. Stella. Done.
Stella. Woof. I have a really great friend, Stella. Hi, if you're listening.
Hi, Stella.
All right, let's go around actually first and establish character names real quick. Then.
Sure.
First names.
Issachar.
So we have Issachar.
That's so good.
Stella.
Maria.
John Reloche.
I have a strong connection with... what is your thing again?
I am an artiste. I'm a sculptor. And,
great. We've commissioned your art for my cult. Like, I've had you build sculptures and
of
things.
You.
Yes.
Well, yes, yeah. Naturally.
How dare you even ask?
Yeah. So I've commissioned her artwork.
Nice. Awesome.
Great.
I love it. All right. Which way?
Whichever way you feels right to you.
Blank helped you learn something about yourself. What was it? Let's say John Laroche helped me learn that my magic could be used for more than just like personal gain and like kind of keeping my doors open, as you know, as they say. So I think you expanded my mind as far as like
what magic could do.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh my God, you don't just have to use it for the sex. Far out. Interesting.
Magic, not okay. just for sex anymore.
Weird. I think she doesn't even like realize she was doing like blood sorcery. She was just like, no, this is just what you do to like bang as a vampire. Wait, this is magic?
Oh. Yeah. Awesome.
You want your relationship with blank to change, but aren't sure how to approach them. I want my relationship with John LaRoche to change.
It's not meta at all.
But I'm not sure how to approach him about it.
What aspect do you want to change? Do you have any idea?
I'm trying to think, like, we might have had some sort of personal relationship before, but...
A long time ago.
But it's been overwhelmed, but it's very tense, but I'd like it to be more of, like...
Friendship and mutually beneficial
friendship.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Stop being a dick. I'll write that.
He didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down.
Just tattoo it on your arm.
Yes. Shit. It is obvious that blank is dealing with something serious and you can relate. I think Issachar is going through, she just recently lost a few of her occult members and she's having a hard time with it.
It really sucks when they actually die.
Rude. So, and I understand losing followers. So that makes sense to me.
Aww. What a good bond.
So this is actually a great card to come back to for the group card. And it's how did our group first meet and what went well? So there has to be, like I said, we're going to be in San Diego. The Camarilla are not there. You're anarchs. And so...
What does that mean? Please explain.
Anarchs are people that are against the Camarilla, have left the Camarilla, do not want to be a part of the structure, the power structure that existed before. Some anarchs actually form groups and run sections of cities and have almost become a bit like the Camarilla themselves.
Oh, okay.
So there would be some reason that everybody has sort of come together, and it may be mutually because you're all anarchs. You may have formed a little anarch group that's keeping track of things, fighting a mutual enemy. There's lots of reasons that you might have all come together.
Can we make like a little anarch power block?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Maybe there's a little bit of like too much turf war and people carving stuff out.
And we want to control it.
Yeah, we were in with like enough proximity, like, well, why don't we just like take care of this really quick?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. We're good at this.
Right. like maybe E1. I'm dealing with the city politics and Issachar is dealing with more of the street politics. And, you know, we've got our graphic designer and, you know, you're dealing with...
Nice. I was like, wait a second. You told me that I could use blood.
Yes.
I'm gonna use magic at them.
And you could put certain people in bad positions and take pictures.
Yeah,
and,
you know, there we go. We'll get the compromising.
Yeah, compromising. Yeah.
So many photos.
So many photos. Phone is full. What the fuck?
I feel like I was the only one that died when cameras were a thing, or like was born when cameras were a thing. Like,
right. I think so. I think you might be.
Yeah. No, I mean,
cameras have been around since the 1800s.
Yeah, true.
No, they were like daguerreotypes.
Right.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
We had Polaroids in the 70s and 60s.
We had. So you all came together to basically kick out all of these sort of smaller pockets.
Yeah.
Right.
And that seemed to be something you're all very adept at and went well. So I'm going to flip another card for us to think about for the top of the next round. What is changing in our location and why do we want it to stay the same? So this time, we're going to go around, everybody's going to flip over a blue card, which is more related to locations.
Someone in our location is adverse to change. Who? Why is tradition important to them? Oh, well, that writes itself, basically.
I love that it doesn't have to be a relationship card, but.
But, yeah.
So sorry.
No, it's that makes sense.
You're adverse. John LaRoche is definitely averse to change. He has a hard time because he's really old fashioned and he's really freaking old. He's probably one of the oldest vampire people I know.
Right.
So he likes it old school.
Now, cool. Blue cards generally relate to a location. Do you have a location that there's a particular need to keep it as it is?
I was thinking maybe there is a cathedral or something that's really old and kind of run down that's not even sacred ground anymore that they're thinking about trying to bulldoze and that I want to save.
Okay. Oh, yeah, some old mission or something.
Right, because they plenty do that. Of those things. Yes. They go yeah. in and they
well, plenty of that could be the, there's the Presidio down in San Diego. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
So maybe, yeah, so the Presidio is someplace that you are all familiar with, and they're talking about bulldozing it.
Okay. There's a wise person in our location from whom people seek advice. Who are they? I think there is a former, like, high-ranking Camarilla that, like, defected along with a bunch of other anarchs. And, like, they definitely, like, posted up and were, like, they retired from public undead life. But after our very good exhibition of our abilities to, like, exert influence over an area, like, she takes our calls now. And I think okay. she's just, like, an old, cool lady.
Do you want to name her?
Yeah, let's call her Madame Larev.
Awesome.
No, I don't want to do another. Oh. Like, just Madame Rev.
Madame
we'll take
Rev.
The la off of it. Yeah.
And where does she operate out of?
She's in, like, a very nice beach house in, like, a very, we'll just make, like, a fantasy, like, little, like, very rocky area that, like, could never get developed properly.
Sure.
For a beach. But, like, she literally built, like, the tunnel out from her, like, built-in thing. It, like, goes through the cliff and then, like, just pops out on a random
sort of
street.
Bat cave.
Yeah. 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 She's got a cool little bat cave.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Madame Rev.
Madame Rev, Batman.
Former Camarilla.
I like her. Yeah.
All right. Our location lost someone important. Who did we lose and how? Well, when we formed our Anarch group, they were the one who maybe thought of bringing us together as a group in the first place. And we lost them to
some great battle or something.
Yeah, like one of the minor groups we were trying to kick out. Mm-hmm. And they killed this person mm-hmm. before we finally got control.
Nice.
Okay. Do you want to name them?
Let's see. Well, we could just say Pablo.
Okay.
We don't need a last name.
Poor Pablito.
I like Pablo.
Aww. Pobrecito. Pablito.
So this was another vampire anarch that
right.
was part of your group. Cool.
And they died, or did they leave? I forgot.
He died. He was killed from one of the minor groups we were trying to get under control.
Okay, what kind of art is popular in our location? How do we get to enjoy it? I think that you said you wanted to be like into sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because of that, we kind of push sculpture really big, doing like shows and things like that. I want to say that weren't you sort of a celebrity before you died or no?
I was pretty well known in the art world, and like only people who are really, really into art would know.
Right.
You know, my stuff, but, nice. You know.
So maybe, I don't know, what do you guys think? Do we want to do, I mean, obviously this is a group thing, so do we want to do, like, art, like, fine art, or do we want to do music, or do, I was thinking because we have an artist.
Or maybe, like, maybe somebody owns an actual gallery.
Gallery, yeah.
Or it's a gallery within like a high end, like a coffee shop or a club or something.
Right.
So my question is, are we pushing art for like the mortals in our area too? Or is there like a separate art scene that is for our kind? And then we like the like mortals in San Diego, like get the dregs of it. So like,
I don't know. I guess it would depend on how worried we were about being found out. Like, I think if we're really worried about being found out, because that is a concern, we might just do it for us. And then some mortals get exposed to it.
Yeah. Wait, don't you have a flaw that's like you were breaking vampire kayfabe?
Yeah, because I have, you know, like, because I asked for consent from my lovers for their blood.
So what if, like,
they just
in your
think
sort
I'm
of
kinky?
Yeah. So what if in your like defiance of like normal vampire convention, like you keep making bigger and bigger art installations that are like harder to conceive of as like a single like mortal person. So like we have all developed a very strong art community around she keeps making bigger shit. Okay, let's just art's huge here. We're in installation pieces now. Stop sculpting the moon.
I like that. I think that works well.
That's hilarious. I just feel like we're funny. Constantly chasing behind. You're like, oh, I have a new idea. And we're like, oh crap. Okay. Hey guys, we're in installation art now. Nope, we're in sculpture. Oh, it's performance art. It's performance art today.
Yeah, however you're getting your lovers to consent becomes part of the art or how big it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So There we go.
I feel like we kind of answered the question on this card, unless we want to have another location that's important and it's changing and you want it to stay the same. I feel like we kind of answered that with the Presidio, unless somebody has somewhere else that, you know, especially with San Diego developing and everything, if there's someplace that's also important.
Well, I mean, that's really important to me, the Presidio, but I mean, maybe we should have someplace that's like our hangout, like bar, pub, restaurant, penthouse, something that where we all know we can meet up in times of like trouble.
Well, I've got a three dot haven.
We could do that.
My idea was that there was like one of the big three studios back in the day, like bought a ranch space, but like in San Diego, it was too far south. No one ever used it. So they kind of forgot about it.
Right.
So she like lives on there and like kind of maintains it. So maybe like in that same vein of like we are all protecting like our special spots, like
maybe
if that wants to be our hangout spot.
The ranch house would be our hangout spot.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So you have a ranch house, but there's concern that the studio is going to come back because of like the Comic-Con season.
Exactly.
And take it over. So you don't like
stupid
legally
nerds.
Own it. You're kind of squatting on the place. Okay.
Yeah,
well, it's contemporary San Diego, so there is concern about studios being down in that area, and more off-site events for Comic-Con happen every year.
And I cannot keep up with the, like, they keep sending location scouts down, and I'm so tired of banging them and making them forget. They're getting bigger and bigger groups.
Oh, no.
And I can't handle that many. I'm just one vampire. They sent a team.
All right, I'm going to read another one for the top of the round. We were involved in a mystery. What happened and how was it resolved?
You helped blank when they were at their lowest. How did you help them? All right, Stella.
What's up?
You felt really bad because you couldn't handle that group of last people that came through to the ranch house.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I think you could train a little and get stronger. And then we're gonna have a montage.
Oh, yeah.
A vampire training montage happens where I'm like, all right, you know, getting you like in shape to like handle like the masses. Cause I'm really good at handling big groups of people because I run a cult.
Yeah. Other than like the obvious like sex joke here, I think there is something to that idea of like learning to not just be good one on one.
Mm-hmm. I can teach you how to handle the whole group.
Yeah.
Thanks, I hate it.
You're welcome.
You have feelings for blank, but haven't told them. I definitely have feelings for you. You're like, you're so deep like in your aesthetic, and I'm like very here for that.
Because their aesthetic is so goddamn large at this point.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh. But I don't tell you because I've seen my effect on people, like, granted they're mortals, but like they tend to like lose all of their other interests and focus on me. But like, I would never want you to leave your art because I love that as much as I love you. And not realizing that like so it would probably work differently with a vampire. I'm just going to stay backed off.
Man, the sexual revolution really messed you up in a way though. It's fun, but you know.
You want blank to try something new. What is it and why haven't they done it yet?
This just writes itself.
I think I want Izakare to try something new.
Gosh, what?
I don't know. Like something to do with the cult, but something with growing your membership because it's a great pool to pull lovers from.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you haven't done it yet because you feel it's too risky.
Mm-hmm.
Blank gave you bad advice and you paid the price. What happened? I think Stella really tried to talk me into the newest iPhone. And I'm a taxi driver at night because that's how I meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like I just use taxi, you know, and I won't do Lyft because that requires like more
phone
technology than I need.
So Stella, need an app for that.
Stella got me that. And it like, Stella got me all these apps. Yes. And I keep, like, my nails are so long that I can't, like, figure out how to use the phone at all because I don't know how to press and I'm constantly getting lost and everything else. So
can you have, like, accidentally maybe, like, broken the masquerade a little bit by, like, I don't know, maybe you hit some sort of, like, you went live on Instagram accidentally.
Right,
like,
or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, you don't see my face, but you see me maybe feeding off in, on the side or something or whatever.
Oh, you accidentally went viral a little bit.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
So Stella gave me tech that I was not ready to deal with, didn't teach me how to use it, and now I'm paying the price. So,
okay.
Does that work?
Yeah. What's the price that you paid?
Well, now, I don't. Maybe it's ongoing price. Maybe, like, I'm constantly trying to still use the phone and, like, getting lost, or, like, I downloaded Grindr and didn't know what it was or whatever.
Well, like, actually, just, if you did go live with something and there's something out there that helped disrupt the masquerade, there is the Second Inquisition.
Right,
so
yeah.
It could be that it's brought
maybe they
like
know.
Vampire hunters to the area.
Yeah, they know now that there's vampires in the area because I've posted stupid shit that I didn't realize.
That's
So it's kind of reinvigorated the Second Inquisition in that area.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, I love that a ton because I'm a known corpse. So I have to make sure they don't see me. Like, oh, didn't you die in the 70s very famously? Huh, right. What? This is not where I parked my car.
All right, so the question for the group.
Walk away.
The question for the group this round. We were involved in a mystery. What happened and how was it resolved?
That's all.
Maybe
I got.
Somebody got picked up by the Inquisition and we didn't know who stole one of our lovers, mm-hmm.
Cult members
or political whatever. Ew. Somebody got picked up, like a judge or mm-hmm. something that we've got in the pocket, mm-hmm. and we didn't know where they went until we found out, oh, shit, the Inquisition is in town.
Sure.
That's a possibility.
I like that one.
You like that?
So you had a judge that was picked up. Was this Judge Gould?
Yes.
Okay. How was this resolved? Did you end up rescuing him? You just left him to his fate?
No, he's gone. Like, we know, all we know is how and when it happened. The Inquisition had enough evidence to just basically take him to a black site, and we don't know where he is. He's just gone. No idea.
Yeah. So there
was he one of your ghouls?
Yeah.
So okay. There wasn't like a full resolution on this one.
No, he's just gone.
Yeah, you just know, but you know that he was taken.
Yeah, we know that they're in town and that they're investigating some political stuff and
okay.
whatever.
All right. The question for the top of next round.
Sorry, what was the name of the judge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Gould. That's
what I put too.
Judge Gould.
Gould the ghoul. Oh my god.
Yikes.
Judge Gould.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Elliot.
It's canon now.
Judge Elliot Gould. Judge Elliot Gould.
Well, it could be Judge Goulet.
This is interesting. Our group revealed a major truth about someone powerful. Who was it and what did we reveal? So that'll be for the top of this next round.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Judge Ramirez Gould. Sure. We'll call him Judge Gould most of the time, but his human name's Ramirez.
All right. Okay. But well, yeah, like between your group, you jokingly call him Judge Gould.
Yeah. Or sometimes Rennie.
You compete with someone in our location. Who is it and what do they do? Oh my gosh. Well, there's this other church. Rude. It happens. You know, there's room for a few of us, but not all of us. And we've had some followers maybe try to switch congregations or try to pull people from the other group. And I'm not down for that. This other group leader's name is Ed.
Yeah.
And Edvard is a pain in my side. And he's got a group of people and like thinks that he's like, I think basically wants to be me is what I think, but I know he can't.
Is he in that? He's human.
He is.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh. Which is part of the problem. Cause I'm just like, dude, like you're never going to be able to have the same kind of following as I do. And he's trying to emulate my thing. And like, I don't like it.
Is he like the like Heaven's Gate level cult, or is he like Scientology? Like
he's more Heaven's Gatey than Scientology.
And gotcha.
Maybe he has true faith, and so it's hard to get near him. Because if he's just a normal human, is he a charlatan, or is he like believes in what he believes.
I think he really believes in what he believes and thinks that he's like gonna like have this amazing thing. And
yeah.
Where does he operate out of?
He operates out of, he's in Santee.
Oh yeah. No.
And he's up on a hill.
Oh no.
In Santee.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does he have like a legit building that's for his cult?
It's a home that's been like a compound. Yeah. That's where they all stay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a good little thing going on up there.
Awesome.
Nice.
I don't like it. But
upset people in our location demand to be heard. Who are they and what do they want?
Mm.
You know what? After the little dust up of trying to like figure out who was going to own the area, we won and we kind of all just left it at like, ah, cool. Everyone can calm down. I'm going to do my stuff. You do your stuff. Bye. And now like the actual like vampire community is like, well, I mean, if you're going to do it, like do the damn thing. You won the fight. So I think there's like a community. And now that they know that the Second Inquisition's coming back, like they're looking to us for leadership and like to rally the charge against the Inquisition and to protect them and like maintain the masquerade.
That's
and, like,
pretty good. Yeah.
So they're almost looking to you to be like the Camarilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we were like, no, we left. We left. Responsibility's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So protecting the vampires now that we control the area.
Yeah. With the advent of like the Inquisition's arrival in San Diego.
Is there a leader for that group or is it just?
I'm going to say retired San Diego Charger LaDainian Tomlinson is a vampire.
That's awesome.
And is Checks everyone out. Has just rallied around him.
That's really beautiful. Funny.
What was the name?
You could just call him LT.
LT. Okay, cool.
Everyone else did.
Yep.
There is an annoying problem in our location that we haven't been able to fix. What is it? Maybe that cult leader is starting to catch on that we are not human. His church is starting to catch on that we are not human.
Why would he catch on to that? Just kidding. Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah. And as some of his followers have been making connections, we've been taking care of it, quote unquote. But
because his location is like this, like installation,
right?
Can't get to him and certain followers,
right?
Or has he maybe branched out and he's got a place that he's recruiting from mostly? The old spaghetti factory.
Yeah, so maybe he's just actively recruiting and
maybe there's a spot that you guys know specifically.
It's like it's called the Olive Garden. Anyway.
Maybe like a bar downtown or something.
Yeah, I was thinking like there's actually a coffee shop downtown that he really, that's his main place that he recruits from. And it's a little just too close to home.
What's the name of the coffee shop?
Coffee shop. Beanie Weenie, no. Sacred Grounds.
Yes.
Yes. Bless you.
Okay, our location occasionally participates in a competitive event. What is the event? I think that we have a yearly event where we see the best way, the most creative way that someone can get a human victim. So it can't just be a normal seduction.
Yeah.
It has to be something just weird, the weirder and more bizarre. And unfortunately, we get beat by Maria quite a bit because she comes up with these really elaborate things that she does to get people to consent or whatever. But almost like the week's best zombie killer from Zombieland, that kind of thing. Like, we have like this competition on a normal basis where it's like who does the best victim kill. Or
could it be like an annual event for all the vampires in the area?
Yeah, it's everybody can. It's not just us. It's nice. Everybody can do
and
it.
And where do you gather for this annual event?
At Satan's Bean, which is another coffee shop across the way from down the street from Sacred Grounds.
A vampire owned coffee shop?
Yep. Sacred Bean.
Oh my God.
Or Satan's Bean.
Sacred Grounds and Satan's Bean.
Amazing. That sounds like something else, but I like it.
I feel like in my heart of hearts, at some point, one of your like Xanathos gambits of like getting someone and like gaslighting them into like being very into you and consenting to it, like got adapted into like 50 Shades of Grey. And we all like saw that movie once and went,
that cheap motherfucker.
Oh my god, did you get paid?
That makes total sense though, since that is fanfic for So the question for the group: our group revealed a major truth about someone powerful. Who was it and what did we reveal?
The ex-mayor was a vampire. Yep. And we knew the Inquisition was in town and we needed to get rid of him.
Ooh.
And nobody knows but us that we did it.
Yep. Nice.
It's like a really bad secret.
So we like got rid of him.
Through the Inquisition.
We used the Inquisition.
Yeah.
Okay. So we like dropped dime on them to be like, oh, that's definitely
since they were
the
already
leader
in town, you went ahead and tried to use them to your advantage.
Yeah. We used them to our advantage. But if anyone finds out, we're fucked.
Nice. The governor didn't know who we were yet. Yeah.
Right.
So we were like, we like knew about him
before.
So we dropped dime on him,
right? Because he was one of the power brokers that
talking
we
about
wanted.
The mayor or the governor, what was that?
The mayor.
Not the mayor of the city, but the mayor of our
I was thinking
our,
city
what? Yeah he's mayor oh, okay. of the city yeah, yeah
mayor of the mayor. City the and he yeah. had he had all this power and he was influencing vampires and whatever. Wait, how would he be a mayor and a vampire though?
Yeah, he can't because he'd have daytime events.
Maybe his, that's such a good one though.
Yeah.
What if he was like a good, like one of those mayors that like had a chronic illness, so didn't do a ton of appearances outside.
Right.
So like they crafted this story about why he didn't appear
or
in public
could,
very often.
He could be a key like ghoul of someone.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked
the vampire just because I feel like it would make sense for us to do something drastic.
So
like
maybe he's
selling
got,
out.
Maybe he's got like that rare skin disease
like
that,
in the others.
Yeah, yeah. Where he can't be in the sun or whatever. And he's always just been able to kind of use that as his way of staying out of the light.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there were still like things coming out of his office during the day. But like it was all just set up.
I
think there's some powers and some stuff that you can take where you're able to like function a little bit in the daytime.
Yeah, what if he's like a thin blood?
Or maybe he's super old. Well, no, because then
he might be a really like a thin blood or something.
Yeah, we could do thin blood.
Let's
works
make
out
him a
perfect.
Thin blood.
Yeah.
Blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like this idea that like we wanted to sell a vampire out that didn't know enough to like implicate all of us, like when he's put to the question. So we're like, sorry, Mayor. Here you go.
Right.
You can't drop dime because you don't know who we are yet. Like,
yeah.
Good luck.
So what would their name be?
Well, it was your card. So,
yeah.
Or actually, wait, it was the group card.
Group
so.
Card. Mayor Samson.
Mayor Samson.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ash Samson.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, cool.
And the question to be thinking about for our last round is one, let's see, our group had a streak of good luck and did something amazing. What was it?
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, so everybody's going to do their purple cards now.
Purple card. What do we do as a group to celebrate?
Aww.
Well, clearly we get down to the bean. And that particular coffee shop, because it is vampire owned, has a special backstash of some good stuff stored up.
Very fresh.
Very fresh, very fine.
Maybe it's spiked with something.
Yeah. Because
In vampire, if you drink the blood of somebody who's like super drunk, you can get drunk.
Yeah.
And you can get effects of drugs through the blood.
I have high functioning addict as a merit.
Yay!
Please do a thing.
Awesome.
I will enjoy it. So yeah.
Maybe it's nice. Spiked with some sort of opiate or something.
It could be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're like really close to Mexico. So you never know what the hell we got going on from right here too. Got nice. Some good stuff. Okay. Our group doubts a well-known trusted figure. Who are they and why do we distrust them? I think this is a good opportunity to bring in like some diversity. Let's go. There is, man, I feel like I keep getting the, like, make an NPC that's very cool. maybe in Los Angeles, like as we're kind of like building our power base, like we're looking towards some of the like more powerful figures in Los Angeles. And something they said while we were talking to them, like gave us a weird, like we have like a weird sense, like what if they're the reason that like the Inquisition was sent down to us? Like what if they secretly have like Camarilla leanings and they're trying to wipe out this like anarch power base it's building? So I think there is someone in Los Angeles.
Maybe like a prosecutor or something. Like,
why would we trust? I don't trust a prosecutor.
Right. Because a judge got, one of our judges got nailed, maybe because of a case involving this prosecutor, you know, from Los Angeles or whatever. And he figured it out. I don't know. It was just a thought to kind of bring those two threads together. Or it doesn't need to be a prosecutor. It could be anybody.
I'm a little nervous on the prosecutor thing just because, like, I don't know. I don't trust prosecutors. Right. I don't like our legal system.
Right.
But I do like political figure. So what if they are... Yeah, let's just, like, go up a step and say that it's, like, the DA.
Okay.
In LA is, like, low-key a vampire, and we didn't know where their loyalties lay at the time.
Okay.
And we have a sense that, like, maybe they're trying to...
Right.
Like, put a little too much spotlight on us.
Okay.
And their name, help with that name. Non-binary.
Oh.
Person.
You can go with Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Or Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
Lee. Mm-hmm.
We have some political or like some civil unrest.
Right.
And we thought they were going to help us like deal with it. And they had like one too many bits of information about like what has been happening down here.
Right.
That we didn't reveal.
Okay.
So we're like,
and they're from LA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So okay. Like, how do they know?
And who told them? Maybe the technological, remember we had said that it was John's lack of knowledge of technology that brought the Second Inquisition, but maybe it wasn't actually what brought the Second Inquisition. It just kind of tipped the LA people off that we had a power base.
Perfect.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. And maybe they're trying to consolidate between those areas. Okay.
Something happened that broke the trust in our group. What was it and how did we get past it?
Ooh. Nice. That's a good one.
That's really good.
Good job, Decima. Kickstarting soon.
I'm going to blame John. We're going to say that it was that something John could have done, he didn't take action on, and that could have prevented the death of this person. And
maybe he was close enough at the time. Maybe you could have made the phone call to alert the others, but you couldn't figure out your
how to use
damn
my phone.
Right. Yeah. And eventually we've gotten to the point where, okay, we know this wasn't his fault. He was stressed out about trying to use his phone. And we've all just kind of worked through it and worked past it.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that work?
That works fine.
All right.
So last card. Each person in the group should pick one word that describes a negative aspect of their personality.
But I'm nothing but sweetness and spices.
Sweetness, spices, and lots of vices.
Mm-hmm. Yay! I like that. Correct. That's what little vampires are made of.
I've got one.
Go for it.
I'm a narcissist.
Nice.
Completely.
Nice. That works?
Probably like... indulgence, my one for the other game.
Mm-hmm. Hedonist, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Control freak.
Okay.
That's two words. Or is it?
Controlling.
Oh.
Ooh.
There you go.
Articulate.
Way to listen. Way to handle that edit. That's good. Fuck. I'm vain.
Vain?
Yes.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense for your
to be
character.
A cult leader.
Yeah,
I get.
Yep.
Gotta have some vanity for that.
All right, and so we're gonna end on a good note for Decima. Our group had a streak of good luck and did something amazing. What was it?
Ooh,
I have one random pitch.
Yeah,
go for it.
Of like in the vein of we don't really have like hurricane problems here, but like when El Nino hit forever ago, it was really bad. Like, what if some like natural disaster hit San
Diego? That's what I was thinking about her, like earthquakes.
Yeah, like some very bad natural disaster hit San Diego and we actually like rallied to protect the area and the people.
Right. I like that a lot.
I like that too.
And we played it off as we have to protect our herds. Like, not like ranchers, but also like
some kid got caught underneath something. And we lifted it off of them, like, and kind of found people that were because we could smell their blood.
Well, you may have also had a very successful fundraiser off of some of Maria's art.
And oh my God!
Ran something through like Satan's vein.
Right.
Just because I want to say Satan's but had like, a very successful like fundraiser as well.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, like some festival thing or some like thing in conjunction with like street scene or something. That's like an event they have down there too.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that like goes really well because it's also a nighttime like event. You know, you can jump on.
Sorry, I spurt directly into it.
Cool.
No problem.
So that is Decima.
Yay!
That was great.
Which is going to be kickstarting hopefully pretty soon, and you can read more about it if you look up Golden Lasso Games.
Yeah.
Wow, my brain.
You're doing great.
Go Golden Lasso Games.
Yay.
These are amazing.
Yeah, the cards are
they're beautiful.
I know they're prototypes, but
the artwork is gorgeous.
Yeah, this is not going to be the final artwork, but it is definitely going to be lovely and designed by Samantha Terry.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fabulous.
She's so talented.
She's great. So we don't have to do one thing before we wrap our episode zero, and you guys can talk about it now, or we can talk about it online individually. I just want to invite everybody to, if you have lines or veils, if there's, especially because we're playing a vampire game and this can go very dark and go in a lot of directions. If there's anything that is a definite no for you, something that you don't want to cover, like I don't cover anything in my games that involves like rape and incest, but if there's anything that is a particular problem for you, please let me know. Or even if it's something like, this is okay, but it kind of pushes the line, I'd rather we fade to black on it, let me know. But on top of that, I want to know your guys' wishes. So if there are things that excite you, especially about this world, that you would like to see involved, you'd like to have happen in the game, then I definitely want to know about that too.
Okay. Are there any hard lines? I know for me, I mean, seeing a vampire kid is fine, but actual death of children is kind of off limits for me.
Okay. Yeah.
But like if there's already a vampire kid, for some reason, I'm okay with that. But if it's like the actual, like, I don't know, it's weird.
Child death is off the table.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any like, other than child death, I don't have any like, oh, you can't. But it just makes for bad storytelling to have too many like child vampires.
No, and I'm not saying there should be any.
Yeah, that's like lazy storytelling to me. Yeah. But no, for me, I'm other than child death.
But Renesmee is iconic.
Oh my God, Renesmee. Yeah.
Nope. I'm gonna X card that.
Yeah, good call. That's a good call.
I think mine's really stupid, but I have a clown veil. I understand that clowns exist. Please don't make me imagine them. It will make me want to gouge out my mind's eye.
Oh,
I hate clowns so much.
No, so you wouldn't have been happy to go see it with me the other night?
Like, I will go see it, but like, it's one of those things I have to hype myself up for it. Like, okay, we're doing
it. We're going
it.
To the carnival tonight, too.
Oh, I missed out on getting tickets.
Yeah, I'm excited. 7 o'clock tonight.
It's a struggle.
So that is a wrap on episode zero of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am and have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. And you can find me everywhere online as @strangelikethat. And we're going to go around and do social medias.
Oh, great. Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. You can find me at terrygamble.com. And then it's the Terry Gamble on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, what have you.
TikTok?
Not a TED Talk yet. My brother has a TED Talk.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. I'm not on TikTok.
Yet.
I feel like I'm on the line of too old, but I respect it. And I think my nieces are on it and that's great. On to you.
Nice. I am Abria Iyengar and you can find me on the internet at Quiddy, Quiddie.
And I'm Michelle Otis and you can find me online at Michulu. That's Michulhu.
I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can also find any sound effects that you won't hear on this particular episode because it's a zero episode, but on future games, anything that you hear, you can actually get for your own games at Plate Mail Games. I also wanted to talk real quick about Patreon. We have a Patreon. We would love to start doing a lot more content, but we have to get a lot of backing because we put a ton of work into the show. So it takes a lot. So if you're interested, reviews, shout outs on social media or backing us on Patreon, any of those three things help us a great deal. And definitely check out us at 12 Side Stories on Instagram and on Twitter. We don't have a Facebook.
Do you want one?
Not
what is
really.
Facebook?
What is Facebook?
Yes. What I've never heard of
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It's like, I think we should go to TikTok first.
TikTok!
So thank you very much. I'll pass it back to you to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.